All right. So we are back with our second candidate for the board of directors. We are here with Katie Fievold Bauer. And Katie, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yes. So myself, along with my husband and my three kids, so that'd be Jake and then Emma, who's 9, Libby, who's 5, and Jace, who's 4, along with my parents, Steve and Becky Fievel. We operate TF Clydesdales. We're a fifth generation operation that promotes Black Clydesdales. We hail from Glaubbrook, Iowa, and we have around 20 head here with 3 to 6 foals every year. We campaign a mare, six horse hitch as well throughout the Midwest primarily, and we've ventured into Canada and some to the East Coast as well, showing them along with a couple halter horses here and there. I am currently employed with Prina Animal Nutrition, where I'm a product specialist, so I market Prina feed for a multi-species. And within the Clydesdale organization, I currently serve as the vice president of the Education Foundation. And I'm also on multiple committees as well.
Okay. Well, why are you seeking a position on the board?
So, along with my background and my current involvement, I feel like I can contribute new ideas and have a keen understanding of what the association entails in this position as well.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Well, that kind of dovetails right into my next.
Why are you seeking a position on the Clyde Association board?
I've been involved with this for my whole life. I have gained many skills working with different people throughout the horse industry, as well as other industries with through my careers that I have. I currently work for Purina Animal Nutrition. And so it leads me to meet many people, whether they are horse enthusiasts or just being within the different livestock industries. And as we attend different shows, you also get a broad spectrum of different audiences that come and interact with you and your horses. So, having all that and being in the public eye, you understand what our industry is needing to make it succeed.
Okay. So, what committees would you like to chair and why?
Well, currently I serve on multiple committees. And so I would say from that would be the National Show Committee. It's hosted at the Iowa State Fair, which I have participated in for many years. And I'm currently very involved on that committee. So I feel like that would be one that it would be well suited for myself at the moment.
Okay.
Also, the Queen Committee would be another one. I was a National Clydesdale Queen, and I understand what the Queens go through as well as what was required for them. And what we would like to see in a queen.
Okay. Any other committees you'd want to serve on?
Well, there's the World Show, which would be very important for anyone that is on the board to be part of, as well as the National Sale, because as that's our leading fundraiser for the association.
Okay. So you talked a little bit about like getting on the board and wanting to like help kind of solve some issues. So if you could tackle one issue in your first year, what would it be?
It would be the World Show. So, in less than 7 months, we will be in Springfield, Illinois, and that's going to be a big thing for our association, as there's going to be many participants there and spectators from across the world, essentially. So, it's something that we need to really focus on and make sure that it goes off well, and have everything in line for when that comes about.
What are your specific concerns about the World Show, being that it's one of the first issues you want to tackle?
The issues would be to make sure that we have the proper fundraising that we need to make sure that we can have the show and everything else that is lined up beforehand so that we can go into it and not have a bunch of hiccups. Obviously, there's going to be issues you would might that arise unforeseen, but hopefully we can eliminate that with proper planning beforehand.
Okay. All right. So, last question. Why should the membership vote for you?
I feel like I have a lot to give to the association and the membership. I have been involved heavily throughout the years as I've been part of different committees and then the Education Foundation as well. I plan to remain in this association for a long time, as I'm fourth generation. My kids are heavily involved and they're the fifth generation. So I feel like that is something that I have a lot to contribute and would like to see this association continue to succeed.
Okay. Well, thank you for stepping in and answering our questions. I know it's not always easy to just answer questions when you have no idea what's coming at you, but I know our membership's going to greatly appreciate just getting to know each one of our candidates because every one of you is a little bit more than the piece of paper that you submitted. So thank you for this.
Yes, you're welcome. Thanks for taking your time.
Yes.